Blog Talk Radio.
O come, all ye grateful, get heads to the concert. O come, grateful, get heads and tear in the street. Bring rolling papers, don't forget your sleeping bags.
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Join us early on Mondays at 7 p.m. for Keeping It Brief, then come back at 10 p.m. as we feature Lulu with her Garden of Enlightenment and Front Page Picks. Tuesday, join the Twisted Sisters for Twisted Tuesdays. Wednesdays, Turn Up the Heat with the Art of Seduction. Thursdays, a split between Inner Craft of Stone Arts with Pam and Double Helix with Faziana and Dan. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. And Saturdays, I'll split with Gray Eyes and Dan, howling at the moons in the northern wilds, bringing you bad company, and exploring Exphasia with Captain B2 and Gray. And if you're looking for a little more edgier realm, then check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Tuesday through Saturday mornings. Come take a walk on the wild side Tuesdays. And Fridays, a split between Echoes in the Darkness with Pam and Break On Through. And Saturday, sit in with Aphasiana and Babylon as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. Check out the contests and prompts for all of our shows. Call and submit your poems. Hang for the fun. And if you have the ability to do SoundClouds and recordings, attach them to your poems. We'd love to hear you read your words. Even Pams.
Good evening, Rex. Well, hello there. That was not bad for a man who's been out of practice for a couple weeks. Impressive.
I can't remember the last time I had to open when we had a radio show.
Right. Well, especially, I know there was, I think you missed what, two or some of us got lucky. Like during Christmas week, I or the week after, there were actually some of my shows that worked. So, but I remember the first time I had a show that worked for like after a week or more, and it was like, wow, you really don't know what to do. But yeah, you nailed it. Because I think you've missed like two or three of them.
It's been a month since I did my last Rhythm and Rhyme, because I still got one for next week, Peter Gabriel. That's 3 weeks old today, and this one is 2 weeks old.
Well, I am definitely looking forward to Peter Gabriel next week. That's going to be awesome to finally hear that show. Yeah, I told him. You know, I said Blog Talk needs to be working three times harder as they are, because Rex's adoring fans need to hear his voice.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, That's what I truly believe. But, you know, oh, man, what a wonderful, fun lineup of poetry tonight. You want to tell us a little bit about the topic?
Well, the Christmas music was easy to take. So I wanted something different this week. So I went looking for weird Christmas songs, and I found quite a few. That this the opening one, Oh Come All Ye Grateful Deadheads, was one of them. I threw in Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. There was the Raging Cajun Redneck Christmas by the boys from Duck Dynasty. I thought that was a pretty cool one. And then there was Present Face, which I thought was pretty cool. Santa the Original Hippie, Santa Claus Boogie. I even got Max Headroom in here for a Christmas one, as well as, what else did we get? I think, what have we got? Santa Claus Wants Some Lovin'. And, the Ramones, I Don't Want to Fight, Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight, and Santa Claus is Watching You. And I think that was the whole lineup.
I liked it, I have to admit. I like those off-the-wall fun Christmas songs. My oldest had actually read somewhere that Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer was voted one of the most hated Christmas songs of all time. And I'm like, really? Because I used to walk around in the 80s singing that all the time. And she said, Mom, that's probably why they ended up hating it so much. Because you were walking around in the 80s singing it. And by the way, Rex, I'd like to welcome Miriam and Tim to the show. Welcome, Miriam and Tim. Glad you could both be here.
Good to be here.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks for sitting. Come on in.
And my husband, Tim Slattery, is here, too. He's going to sing for us.
It's been a while.
Absolutely wonderful. We are looking forward to that.
Well then, let's go kicking off the night with some odd but flavorful tunes.
All right. Well, before we get into Miriam's right, of course, we want to play the song that inspired it. So here we have Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer by Elmo and Patsy. Huh, interesting. All right, here we go.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig, ah, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourself. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Now you can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe.
Such an awesome song. I thought when I met Elmo, I thought for sure we were going to hear like la 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 Elmo's World or something weird like that. All right. Well, Miriam, I put up your poem, Grandma's Legacy. And whenever he's ready, Tim can go ahead and give it a sing for us.
Okay. I'll just say just a couple things first, which is the Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Both words and music are by Randy Brooks, and I find it almost impossible to write a parody of something that's already funny. So I just added a couple of verses. And read my notes. You'll have even more fun if you read the author's notes. Take it away, Tim.
All right, I'll do the chorus and then Miriam's two verses. You know what goes here. Grandma, Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You may say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She should have sobered up that evening ere she stumbled through the snow. She never liked the taste of reindeer. Oh, Grandma, what an awful way to go. I wish I'd prompted her to swallow those fuchsia pills that kept her strong. I don't relish feeling guilty, but blaming Santa's reindeer seems so wrong. Grandma got run over by her reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You may say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She was already dead, they told me. The forensics were quite clear. Booze and lack of men stood in her just before those hooves and runners creased her rear. We eat venison each Christmas, Grandpa's vengeance, I suppose. I'd like that shiny red tomato. Oh, my stars, that looks like Rudolph's nose. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Great. Well done, you two. Thank you very much. All right, Pam.
Oh, that was fabulous. I'm going to give that a round of applause. There we go. Round of applause. Oh, my gosh. Loved it when you both started singing. Tim, Miriam, oh, you've got great voices. And, you know, there's something about hearing a parody sung that just makes it so much better. And when I read this a couple weeks back and I left it a comment without even hearing it, you know, I, of course, loved the humor. It was a spot-on parody. It cracked me up. It was a fun extra ending to the original. You know, living in an area where we eat a lot of venison, of course, I love that part being brought up. But all the way through, both parts were really great and fit well with, the meter of the original. But I have to say that my favorite part was, I wish I prompted her to swallow those fuchsia pills that kept her strong. I don't relish feeling guilty, but blaming Santa's reindeer seems so wrong. And then we eat venison each Christmas, Grandpa's revenge, I suppose. I'd like a shiny red tomato. Oh, my stars, that looks like Rudolph's nose. Oh, my gosh. Just really, really clever lines. I am so glad, Miriam, that you were inspired, and I'm so glad that both you and Tim called in so we could hear the theme song. Good
and
stuff.
And, Pamela, I am very glad you wrote to me and asked me to enter this contest. I probably wouldn't have found it. It's so much fun.
Oh, I'm so glad
you had
fun.
You clearly had fun with it, and I got to say, it was smart. Instead of trying to redo it yourself, like you said, because it's already funny, you just added a bit more fun to the funny itself. I like the fact you dropped in here. She never liked the taste of reindeer. Oh, Grandma, what an awful way to go. And a nice touch with that. And dropping in the forensics were quite clear. I like that. Again, dropping a little bit of modern-day thought with it. And Grandpa's vengeance, I suppose. I like that shiny red tomato. Oh, my stars, that looks like Rudolph's nose. This was actually, it fits quite well. You didn't try to go too far. You just took off the song and added a little bit more depth to the voice itself, fleshing out the whole parameter of the situation, which is perfect. Because you know what? I do like that back end, sitting down for venison each Christmas as a kind of celebratory note, but it's also mocking as well as funny as well. So you guys did really good. I like this.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, Pam, I guess we're coming back to you.
All right. Well, up next we have the song I Don't Want to Fight Tonight, Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight by the Ramones. And here we go.
What do you think you're doing?
What? I'm reading a Christmas carol.
Oh, since when did you learn to read?
Oh, don't start with
me. Rose, don't start with me. We were supposed to visit my parents in Mineola. But no, we have to have a Christmas party for your friends.
My friends?
Yes, your friends.
What about your friends?
I don't have any friends.
You're right.
You're right.
Because you don't know how to make friends.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with we
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. We shouldn't fight like this on Christmas.
I know. What a
Are you
stupid
okay?
thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love you so much.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I feel like we're together forever, you know?
Guess
we've
what?
Been through everything.
Guess what? Merry Christmas.
Oh, you got me a present. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so sweet, because I didn't get you anything.
That's
I thought we were
going
to break up. You know, we
no,
fight a lot.
No, we're in love. Sweet. We're together forever, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Oh, you pig.
What?
This is red. 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 Red makes me look bloated.
No,
you know
it doesn't.
That. I told you that all the time.
Look, look,
you know,
look. It looks great.
No, it's sitting there. No, it's sitting there.
Oh my goodness, that ending just cracks me up. You know, Red, this is Red. You know Red makes me look bloated. That is too funny. All right. Well, up next we have Punk Rock Christmas by Betty Page. And it goes like this. Punk rock Christmas, we're spinning round in mosh pits. This punk rock Christmas, we're spinning round in mosh pits. This punk rock Christmas, we're spinning round in mosh pits. We're face to face, fist to fist. Come, let's get this over with. Screw your TV politics. Turn off news. Turn up good tunes. This punk rock Christmas, we're spinning round in mosh pits. This punk rock Christmas, we're spinning round in mosh pits. This punk rock Christmas, we're spinning around in mosh pits. Grab cookies, pie, candy, pies, candies, cake, shook up bottles, make them lakes. Champagne spilling, toss our steaks. Chaos brews, we'll all get baked. This punk rock Christmas, we're spinning round in mosh pits. This punk rock Christmas, we're spinning round in mosh pits. This punk rock Christmas, we're spinning around in mosh pits. Popping cherries, filled cream pies, Santa spanks his trophy wife. He chases her around, slips and slides, Daddy's pulling out his knife. This punk rock Christmas, we're spinning around in mosh pits. This punk rock Christmas, we're spinning around in mosh pits. This punk rock Christmas, we're spinning around in mosh pits. Everyone's gathered round bars, the Christmas tree's coming down, let's all cruise in retro cars. Get in fights at Christmas at clubs downtown, this punk rock Christmas, we're spinning round in mosh pits. This punk rock Christmas, we're spinning round in mosh pits. This punk rock Christmas, we're spinning around in mosh pits. Things are so out of control, drunk off of cider, rolling stoned. Band starts playing Anarchy, all for one and one for all. This punk rock Christmas, we're spinning round in mosh pits. This punk rock Christmas, we're spinning round in mosh pits. This punk rock Christmas, we're spinning around in mosh pits. Climbing fences, jumping down, rebels in our local town. In Doc Martens kicking ass, punk rock Christmas goes by fast. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. Miriam, you still there? Would you like to comment?
Oh, I'm still here, but I was having technical difficulties. I think I should skip this one. Thanks.
Okie dokie. All right. Betty did hit a couple of things, but I got to say, this actually kind of hits me with the thought of the Ramones meets Mel Brooks in the cafeteria scene at the end of Blazing Saddles. The pie fights, the champagne going. Oh, you beast, you beast. All manner of it's just one huge, it comes out as one huge mosh pit because all they're doing is fighting in that scene. But it kind of walks the very same flavor. And she hits on the idea, she drops in here, Rolling Stone, nice touch there at the back end. And there was one more that had me, Doc Martens kicking ass. And that's funny. And damn, where was the other one? Now I can't find it. Right. All right, Pam, what about you?
Oh, this was a lot of fun. I would have loved to hear Betty read this one, but it was a lot of fun to read. You know, I love this. I told her I thought this poem just rocked. I mean, it with the use of the really straightforward, repetitive lyrics and the rebellious vibe to it, it just totally nailed the whole punk rock feel. And I loved your comparison of the Ramones and the food fight in Blazing Saddles. I thought that was so awesome. You know, I really like how this is all one big party. And of course, the punk rock Christmas where spinning around in mosh pits is great. I really like grab cookies, pies, candies, cakes, shook up bottles, made them lakes, champagne spilling, tossed our steaks, chaos brews, we'll all get baked. And what else here? Everyone gathered round bars, the Christmas trees coming down, let's all cruise in retro cars. You know, she really just brings out, you know, the whole, like I said, punk rock spirit of anarchy. So amazing right and very well done.
Nice. You got to the part I went past. I couldn't find the cafeteria.
What's that?
You got to the part that I couldn't find, the cafeteria scene.
Oh, yes.
Champagne, cake, pie.
Yep. Yep, I could totally picture that food fight. All right, well, the next song we're going to play is Present Faith, which is, let me find it. I'll come my notes here. There we go. It is Present Faith by Garfunkel and Oates.
Christmas comes but once a year, and mostly it is well. But there's an epidemic that I think we all know well. Your smile is frozen open, there's a crazed look in your eye. You overflow with compliments while trying to deny that you loathe the gifts you open, but you try to keep your grace. Your scary grin is frozen, don't you know you've got a case of present face, present face, present face. Present faith. Oh, thank you so much. You really hoped your parents would give you a great big check. Instead, you got a puffy painted hummingbird turtleneck. And you hoped for an engagement ring inside that tiny box. But your stupid former future husband only bought you socks. And your face is all contorted, and you're trying to erase the truth behind your smile. Don't you know you've got a case of present face, present face, present face, present face. Oh.
No,
wow,
I really
so
like
cute.
It.
Totally.
It's
totally,
it's
totally
purple.
It's kind of nice.
I love
Thank
it.
You.
It's one of you don't think you need, and then you get it. It's so great.
It's a medium. Extra large, but it's good incentive.
Oh, this. The thing is, I don't know what to say because I like it so much. Thank you for that thing.
Do they see how much I hate it? I hope that they don't know. I can't tell if they're on to me. Oh, please don't let it show. Baby Jesus got some gold, what all infants prefer. I bet he got the present face with frankincense and myrrh. Christmas and his birthday are both on the 25th. It must have sucked to have to open combination gifts. But if Jesus couldn't hide it from his omnipresent place, you and I are doomed to an everlasting case of present face.
You shouldn't have
present face.
Just what I wanted.
Present face.
For all the times I go fishing.
Present face. Oh.
Great. No, like, no, literally. Listen to me. It is a really, really good gift, and I'm really stoked that I got it. You know what I mean? Like, it took me a second to figure out what it was, and then I realized, oh, my God, I totally need one of these. So I like it. I promise. I swear to God, I really like it. Who's next?
Now, that's a howl.
That is absolutely. And up next, we have So Santa by Lockdown Larks. And Rex, go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
So Santa by Lockdown Larks. Santa, every year you come through, so in you I have no doubt. But there's this problem, I must tell you. Parents say Earth is on its way out. Daddy says I shouldn't worry you about the melting ice caps. But surely something you can do. I mean, do you want reindeer mishaps? And so I write, not just for me, but for you and everyone. Forget my present under the tree. Can you undo what has been done? I know some things you can do, but no time now for making toys. Instead, if you can start to renew and save the world for girls and boys. No one should go hungry. Please, can you get rid of wars? Ban polluting by me, and plant trees to soothe Earth's soil. Daddy says we must give, not take, and you, Santa, always give, we know. So can we all have Christmas cake if we love Earth as we love you so? And boom. Miriam, why don't we start with you, please?
Oh, this is just so touching and heartbreaking. Well written, and I can just picture the child. It sounds like talking rather than writing a letter. But, you know, Santa can hear what we say as well as reading what we write. So we know now that Santa has gotten that message, and I'm going to hold him to it, really.
Like
it's
that.
A small order, but don't
yes.
We all wish.
Absolutely. Thank you, Miriam. Pam, how about you? Ooh.
Yeah, I thought this was a beautiful and thoughtful write. I like how he used it from the point of view of the innocent voice of a child, just a really great lines all the way through. But I especially like, I know some things you can do, but no time now for making toys. Instead, if you can start to renew and save the world for girls and boys. No one should go hungry. Please, can you get rid of wars? Ban polluting by the me, and plant trees to soothe Earth's sores. Those are just such powerful and beautiful lines. I like how he says, ban polluting by the me, and plant trees to soothe Earth's sores. You know, so many of the problems in this world are due to greed, you know, and the whole idea of only thinking of ourselves first. So excellent write and very well done.
All right. Thank you, Pam. And Tim, do you want to offer up a comment? I got to go with that. He went literal with this, present as in present day, as instead of the thought of present face, which really was about me, and the thoughts that go with it. So he impresses that with that me line in here. But he went with the idea of how things are presented today, what is ever present in the moment that we should be paying attention to instead of, like you said, Pam, the greed and affability toward what one wants instead of what everybody should be able to have, and that is a peaceful playground in which to enjoy. So, Larks, something different. Wasn't expecting that, but it works very well. Thank you very much.
It does. Amen to that. All right. Well, up next we have the song Merry Christmas, Santa Claus by Max Headroom. And here we go.
There's an old man on a sleigh who's like me just for one day. Bestrides the world like a huge colostomy. He gets no presents, he gets no fun, and he's forgotten when he's done. So here's a little gift, a song to him from me. Merry, 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 merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, you're a lovely guy. So let us recall what started it all on that Bethlehem night so long ago, when people gazed from afar upon a giant star, which reminds me of someone you all know. Jesus in that manger lay while the sheep and donkeys swayed and the wise men and shepherds bowed their heads. Jesus heard the lullaby, so he opened up his eyes, then looked up at his mummy and said, Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, you're a lovely guy. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, you're a lovely guy.
Dear Santa, you know, words don't come easy to me, but I just want to say I love you. From the top of your Christmas stocking to the bottom of your Christmas bottom. I have a dream today, my friend, that before this Christmas ends, a big Santa's sack of love I'll bring. Then we'll unite the whole world through. Yes, even Belgium too. And we'll all stand together and sing. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, you're a lovely guy.
Max.
Spot on there, Rex. Man, that's like a total flashback there, huh?
That was a great show back in the day.
It was, yep. Just really fun, interesting stuff, that's for sure. All right. And inspired by that, we have Rex's poem by Lawrence 67. And Miriam, can you give that a read for us, please?
Sure. Rex's poem, The Adventures of Nigel the Fat Cat and His Homie Alfie in Rex's Poem. From Nigel the Fat Cat and Alfie, his homie sidekick, we gather round Rex, the voice that gives us life, in Lawrence's mind, where chaos runs rife. Princess the Diva with sass to spare, Rafe the Chihuahua with teeth that glare, and Jubo de la Chinga Jr., the sponsor grand, whose chin-gone-ness flows through his wacky land. Little Tars swings in, vines of confusion bind. His jungle call rings out, yep, yep, I can do it. The answer's lost, but the laughter takes flight as Rex conducts the orchestra day and night. He breathes our quirks, our bark, our meow, our squawk, a symphony of silliness, never a walk in the park with Rex. It's a roller coaster ride of belly laughs and snorts where logic's cast aside. So raise a paw, a hoof, a wing, a fin to Rex, the master, the jester within. His voice a gift, a blessing in disguise. From Lawrence's madness, laughter falls from the skies.
Great read, Miriam. Thank you very much.
Not an easy read.
No, they're never easy, but they're always a laugh, a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Pam.
Oh, this is great. I had to pin this onto my poems I think are awesome. I think this is one of the, and by the way, Miriam, you did do a great read. Normally, I have Rex read Lawrence 67 because, you know, Rex pulls off the voices so well, but somehow it just felt right to have you read it since this is actually dedicated to Rex. But I love this so much. To me, this absolutely is the best dedication to you, Rex. It is so true. You know, I really like this all the way through. So raise a paw, a hoof, a wing, a fin to Rex, the master, the jester within. His voice a gift, a blessing in disguise. From Lawrence's madness, laughter falls from the sky. And isn't that so true? You know, practically every week we get something funny from Lawrence 67. You give it a read, and between the combination, we're all just cracking up. You know, another part I really like is we gather around Rex, the voice that gives us life, in Lawrence's mind where chaos runs rife. Princess Bediva, the staff despair, Ralph, the chihuahua with teeth that glare. this is great. Wonderful writing and very well done.
Nice, Pam. Thank you. And Miriam, you got to read it. How about you?
Well, I just wanted to explain that it wasn't just some of the names that were difficult to read, but the main reason I was having trouble reading it was because I kept laughing. Reading and laughing at the same time, it's kind of hard. Oh, those names are just wonderful. I really enjoyed this poem.
Oh, it is. He didn't do it to any particular song, but since I had Max Headroom in there, I thought this was apt because it's all about the voices, and I do play. I go with an announcer's voice for the beginning, like The Adventures of Nigel the Fat Cat and His Homie Alfie in Rex's Poem, from Nigel the Fat Cat and Alfie, His Homie Sidekick. Then he usually rolls in with Alfie and Nigel, and I roll out different voices and then throw in Princess Diva and Little Tarzan and Cheetah sometimes, and whole a host of other little playthings to keep us amused. And it's all about his cat. So we have a lot of fun with it, and I enjoy these. I have a blast with these. Thank you, Lawrence. This was a howl. Pam, we're coming back to you.
All right. Well, let's see here. The next song we have up is Santa Claus, the Original Hippie. And let me find that. Here we go.
Well, who wore long hair and a fuzzy beard before any hippie was ever here? From patent leather boots and psychedelic clothes and little granny glasses upon his nose.
Santa Claus, the original hippie.
Motorcycle gangs with white leather belts, the funny looking caps, their prides would melt. If they could take a look at Santa Claus's buckle, his belly's called pot, that's why he can chuckle.
Santa Claus, the original hippie. Who is the guy who could always fly long before the Wright brothers learned to cry? He's been taking trips since 1583, and he can take a trip without LSD.
Who wears the collar and cuffs of fur? For all we know, there's beads under there. 'Cause he was the first to smell hippie clothes. That's why his fingers up against his nose.
Santa Claus, the original hippie.
Oh man, isn't that so true? Love it. All right. I'm going to go ahead and put my poem up that was inspired by that song. And it's called Santa Takes a Trip. And it goes like this. Psychedelic Santa is tripping on some shrooms. He's seeing all these little men skipping around the room. They are busy making toys and training reindeer to fly, but no matter how much training, them deer cannot get up Santa high. Santa packs his pipe with ganja to feel oh so mellow, replacing guffaws with some giggles. He's such a low-key fellow. Santa Claus has decided he's tired of meeting expectations. He's putting on his casual clothes and enjoying some libations. Rum and eggnog is groovy, at least that's what Santa finds, but the best by far is the little pill that converts his state of mind. Santa loves when Mrs. Claus takes some Christmas puffs, because then she gets in the mood to do some experimental stuff. Yes, during Christmas time, his wife brings out a special treat, handcuffs made of mistletoe and a riding crop that really brings the heat. Santa is a laid-back dude who believes in equality, so so they take turns being on top and controlling policy. The clauses hanging upside down pineapples to show that they both swing. The little elves often join in and make the clauses sing. Santa thinks life is far out every day of the year, but his favorite is the puff puff pass that brings the Christmas cheer. Mrs. Claus in tight red leather, imposing with the whip, another high to touch the sky, and Santa's made another trip. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. Miriam, what do you think?
I think my poem scared her away. She left. No, I assumed she had to leave before that.
I think Gary says it quite right there. What the feck? You just gave new meaning to those song lyrics. Now I know how he gets around the world. Dashing through the snow.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I loved Gary's response. That was great.
Yeah, and the puff puff pants, not to mention the typewriter outfit and the riding crop. Oh, yeah. It sounds like they got Juba de la Chingor hanging out with them because got to get the Chingornets going. And I guess Santa's got a whole lot more going on than meets the eye, especially when them little them elves running around. So I guess since they're all doing ganja and everything else, there's no low elf esteem in the North Pole this year or any year that they're popping down with them.
Oh, that is too funny. Thank you, Rex, for such a funny comment, and thank you for the inspiration.
Well, I had fun picking these out, and there was a bunch more.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it would be fun to do a show like this again because there is all kinds of fun music out there, you know. That's for sure. All right, and then we have a second write that was inspired by this song, and that is A Hippie Sleigh Ride by R.I.J. Okay, let me try this again. I'll just spell it out. R.I.J.Z.O.W.R.J. And go ahead, please, Rex, and give that a read.
A Hippie Sleigh Ride by R.I.J. This Christmas Day, Santa Claus the ex-hippie has reversed Santa's sleigh ride just by Santa Claus delivering Christmas presents to all hippies that lay on those dirty streets, so that their tortured souls could be loaded with a spiritual feast, rather than those hippies' bodies being loaded with wine, so that Santa can guide their personalities to gain strength against that evil devil that they're chasing. All this cold winter weather splendors through those hippies' skin, but Santa Claus is sending peace to guide those hippies from those dirty cold streets, because their torn-up souls have caused those hippies' Christmas spirits to be weak. So now they can't speak to God, prepare their renovated lives to be repaired. A very beautiful Christmas repair that has guided Santa Claus's sleigh ride to provide those hippies with many a beautiful Christmas presents, so that their lives can be reversed from hell to a very beautiful destiny place, while love guides their hearts to search for love, so that love can destroy all pain that has caused those hippies to lose their fame. End poem. All right, Pam.
It's always interesting to me how you can get people writing to the same prompt and get different approaches. I thought this was great storytelling. Let's see here. Oh gosh, it's really some dark, visceral lines. I don't know. You go ahead and comment, Rex. Sorry, I just don't know.
All right. Well, I guess, back in the day, the hippies were the tree-loving spender. It was an easy note to walk through life with the ease of what is right in front of you, nature and everything else. So I guess part of this walks on that note that some of the where you see a lot of people today who love living outside, they don't complain about it. In fact, they enjoy it. They don't like the idea of having to be contoured to a neat place to stay and all that. So I think he's likening those individuals to hippies of old and bringing them as modern day hippies, because he does get on the idea of living on the dirty streets, loaded with then need to load them up with spiritual feasts, ran those hippies' bodies being loaded with wine. So again, hitting on those people who are still walking that very same vein and path, but they're doing it today in a different way than they did 50 years ago. So this is a kind of a modern-day uptick, but looking at it differently because they're walking down a different path. Because when you're hitting on the idea of the wine and everything else, it's about the heroin and fentanyl and everything else that's going today, and trying to hit on the idea of bringing them into the light, out of the darkness, so to speak.
Interesting. Great comment there, Rex. Really great observations. And I'd like to welcome Naomi to the show. Welcome, Naomi. Glad you could join us.
Hello, my darlings.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello. How are you tonight?
You know what that sounded like? It sounded like when you said hello and then Rex said hello back, like he was, it sounded like Rex was trying to do an imitation of you and then you were trying to do an imitation of Rex doing an imitation of you.
As long as he doesn't try and imitate me laughing, oh my gracious, oh my. Or singing, that would be worse. Oh boy. So you guys are having fun? No, I didn't get to hear the last poem, Pam. I didn't get to hear the last poem, sorry.
Oh,
no,
no problem. No problem. Well, Rex, are we ready to move on to the next song?
Sure. What we got?
All right. It is Raging Cajun Redneck Christmas by the Robinsons.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, this is a fun one. Here we go.
Up lights down on Main Street. Saw a tree tied up on the hood of a Humvee. Brother Bill's at the store ringing that bell. I throw a little change in his cup so I won't go to hell. Yeah, that's what Mama taught me.
Raging Cajun Redneck Christmas.
It sounded like a drunk goat or something.
Oh,
donkey. Donkey.
Us with an audio, so I think right.
Yes, there should be a sound card in there.
Yes. There we go.
Riding on a sleigh with Santa. A memory night before Christmas. The old, the new. The ever candle soon. All glow the fireflies under the mistletoe. No names, that is wrong. A sumptuous meal of roasted turkey and cheese. Being served on table. Daddy reaching out to get a bite. I am sitting, marking time for my gift. My ears stood up. I heard the bell knocking at the altar. The ceremonial is there carefree from the couch of three and wild and sweet, exhibiting and instilling in us faith. The words repeat of peace on earth, good will to men. The voices of the elves rolled down toward the two-tongued sea. They numb and headlong moon, the radiant glows lighting to the sky. The camouflage with the ice edge pale, with soft sword of even cottage, and open my hand in Santa's sack, and bring out whatever I can find. The present moment getting frozen in a photograph hanging on the wall. Thank you. Merry Christmas to all.
Great read, Jaskaran. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. It is much appreciated. All right, Naomi, why don't we start with you, please? Naomi?
Oh, my gracious, I'm already starting. My gracious. I'm the drunk donkey. Am I already on mute? Boy,
Yeah, this is so sweet, this poem by Jess Grant. You know, that of course, those photographs that you get, you know, when you're the children, I'm guessing this is, this is as a child, this is as when he was young, and, well, it could be older, but I guess it's when he was young. And, you know, when you get that priceless photograph of your children opening up their presents, and, you know, and, of course, you hang it on the wall afterwards, you know, and it's a keepsake, you know, those Christmases that go by, and it's not so much the present as the present that you get as the moment that Christmas spent with your family. And yeah, the way you wrote it is just beautiful. You know, the voice of the elves rolled down towards the two-tongued sea like a numbed and headlong moon, the radiant glow lighting up the sky. I just love the way he phrased that. And, of course, the sumptuous meal with the roasted turkeys and cookies, and Daddy reaching out to grab a bite. I humbly sitting, marking time for my gift. You know, I can just see myself there as a young child, you know. Okay, come on, hurry up, eat. I want my present. I want to go and wrap those gifts under the tree. That's the only thing you see. And, yeah, just beautiful, right by Jaskaran here all the way through.
Thank you, Naomi. Hey, Pam.
Oh, this is absolutely enjoyable. And I did like what you had to say, Naomi. I saw the enthusiasm of a child. It was just really enjoyable, wonderful imagery. I love how he brings out the fun of the Christmas dream, the enthusiasm of wanting the scrumptious food, the presents, the fun, the joy. I really like where he says, hearts glow like fireflies under the mistletoe, snow nips, love is warm, a sumptuous meal of roasted turkey and cookies. I mean, right there, if he just stopped at roasted turkey and cookies, I would have been like, that's good with me. But being served on the table, Daddy reaching out to grab a bite, I humbly sitting, marking time for my gift. My ears stood up and I heard the bells knocking at the altar, their ceremonial familiar carols played from the crouch of sleigh, and wild and sweet, exuberating and instilling on us faith, the words repeat. I mean, it's wonderful lines that they're both beautiful and spiritual, but at the same time fun. And you can imagine this young person, or this person young at heart, just taking it all in. It really is just a wonderful treat for the senses, and very well done.
All right, thank you, Pam. I think the opening six lines and the last two that kind of mark this. I remember the night before Christmas, the old maid knew where candlelit shone, hearts glow like fireflies under the mistletoe, snow nips, love is warm. And then you roll into the scenery itself, and you finish out with the crisis moment getting frozen in a photograph hanging on my wall. So he hit on that idea of what's in the middle of this, the sumptuous meal, the turkey, the cookies, the ears standing up, that sort of their ceremony of familiar carols playing and the crouch of sleigh, and wild and sweet exuberating and instilling in us faith. The words repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. He's hitting on an idyllic time when you actually remember those things, because you don't hear them anymore. You don't find those carolers out. You don't find the sleigh rolling around, the bells clanging, the horse neighing, and that kind of scenic motif has gone by the wayside. And it seems it's a missed motif that most people have never seen now coming forth these last few generations, because people have forgotten what it's like to see, understand, and live within that arena where the whole community kind of celebrates that angle of Christmas. Nicely done, Jasper.
Yeah. Yeah, great comment, Rex. All right, Naomi, I've gone ahead and put up your right, so go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
Okay, this is called Hey Good Lord. While drunk again, me and my brothers sitting in the back seat of my father's old Buick after the raging redneck Christmas dance. Half discouraged, Pops turned on the radio, hung his rosary on the windshield mirror and looked at us and shook his head. And we did 20 Hail Marys and 5 Our Fathers. And he prayed, hey, good Lord, what would he do with us? Hey, good Lord, to save us from misery. Prayed, hey, good Lord, but what could be done? Hey, good Lord, to save him from his misery. Pulled to sing in our church choir, alcohol vapors still gurgling up and down our windpipe. Me and my brothers forgot half the words, mixed up the others, and I cussed, holy Jesus, when doing my solo. Mama looked at us with her, just you wait till you get home stare. And poor old Pops, he lectured us with great blows of the Bible to our heads, praying, hey, good Lord, what could he do? Hey, good Lord, to save him from his misery. Prayed, hey, good Lord, what could he do? Today I have 4 kids. I understand my parents. It's not easy every day to raise children with drugs, drinking, and teenage drama. I can't wait to bring them back Saturday night from that raging redneck Christmas dance. I will hang up my rosary. I will look at them in the mirror. We'll do 20 Hail Marys and 5 Oh Father. And I will pray, hey, good Lord, what can I do? Hey, good Lord, to save them from misery. I will pray, hey, good Lord, but what can I do? Pray, hey, good Lord, to save me from my misery. And if the good Lord don't listen, I might just hijack that sleigh of plump redneck old Santa, drag his fat behind down here, and beg him to give me a hand. Hey, hey, good Lord, good Lord. End poem.
Great read, Naomi. Thank you very much. All right, Pam.
Oh, that was a great read. You really got into that. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is wonderful. It's such a great take on the prompt. Great sense of humor. It really cracked me up the way you just caught the whole vibe of the redneck Christmas troublemaking fun. But you delved into the trying time of those teenage years, and I really liked this all the way through. But in the beginning, we were like, well, drunk again, me and my brother sitting in the backseat of my father's old Buick after the raging redneck Christmas dance. Half discouraged, Pop turned off the radio, hung his rosary on the windshield mirror and looked at us and shook his head. And we did 20 Hail Marys and 5 Our Fathers. And then going into where the point where you have your own kids and you find yourself doing the same thing. Oh, but man, the second to last stanza where, and if the good Lord don't listen, I might just hijack that sleigh of plump redneck old Santa, drag his fat behind down here and beg him to give me a hand. It's like, good Lord, if you're not going to do your job, well, somebody's going to. Because, you know, if the good Lord isn't doing his job, the baby daddies aren't doing their job, then, well, I guess Santa's who we turn to next. So, that's just absolutely great, Naomi. I loved it. I'm glad you were inspired.
Thank you.
Nice. This reminds me of that this young priest who comes to his first outing, and he's talking with the older priest. He says, "You're going to do Christmas Mass this year," and he says, "Okay," and he writes up his voice things. And he's already but he's nervous as hell. And he tells the older priest, God, I'm really, really, really nervous about doing this. He says, don't worry about it. Just go over there, take a little bit of the sacramental wine, and that'll help settle you down. So, great. So he does that. He runs through the mass, and they go to bed that night. And he gets up the next morning. Well, how was I? He said, well, you gave a rousing note to Christmas mass. But the older priest says to the new one, he says, but you might want to do a little other thing, son. You don't refer to the boys as Dad, JC, and the Holy Spook. That's exactly what this reminds me of, considering you got it's you and your brother, so it does sound like the unholy trio.
Yeah, we were my great.
According to what you got to hear about your father and your mother, it's all when we get home, getting slapped upside the head with a Bible, and then the 20 Hail Marys, the five Our Fathers. Yes, that does kind of bring to the point. You made a rousing performance of your antics, especially since you there was something in there about, where was it? Where you cussed Holy Jesus when doing your solo. Boy, that must have gotten a boost.
My father's a pastor, too. My father's a preacher. He really is.
Girls who have fathers for preachers, preachers for fathers, are always the ones sneaking out, right? It's the scripture, Dad. I can't stand no more. I got to do something.
Yeah, we were rebels, the three of us. That's on right. Migration drove our parents nuts.
That was a howl.
Thank you.
All right, Pam.
All right. Up next, we have Up to Santa by Ima Rima. Me and the wife and kids this year began in July to string lights. So by Christmas, the house appeared. An all-time champ of festive sight. Only house in these boondocks, so we would shine out in time and place. In these dark woods, wow, we will glow, probably see us from outer space. At our road turnoff, we can charge an entry fee to drive by the lit-up house, a business plan to make a country redneck cry. A million lights strung round to see if Santa brings electricity.
Oh, that's so funny.
That was a perfect ending, because everything up until that point was, hey, you can see his glow come out of space, but damn, we first need the electricity to make it happen. This reminds me of we had a place when I was growing up. We had this one cul-de-sac that every year, I think there were 1, 2, 3, 4, there must have been about 10 houses in the circle altogether. And each house was decorated from stem to stern, top to bottom, with something. We had a huge, must have been about 6 foot wide, rotating snow, a rotating ice field with two dancers on it going around in circles, ice skating. There was, you name it, they had it. The houses were all lit bright. I mean, everybody from the surrounding area would come out to see these houses every year because they were brilliant. And it was one of those Norman Rockwell scenes where you actually get to see the sleigh roll down the street with the horse and all that. This was that was this place. And it was just every single Christmas, all these 10 houses, outdoing each one outdoing the next. And it was, I don't know what they paid in electricity back then, but it must have been massive. And it was something to see. And they'd run it from probably about the 10th of December through the end of the month. And it glowed bright. It was such a pleasure to see. All right. Naomi, what did you think of this since you were laughing so hard?
Yeah. Well, I started laughing at, you know, we would shine out in time and place in these dark woods. Wow, we will glow. Probably see us from outer space. Well, I was laughing there. But then when he got to the end, you know, and if Santa brings electricity, I could just see them putting up all these lights, and it takes forever, you know, when you put lights all over at the house. What a job it is, you know, and to do it all and have no electricity. That's what cracked me up. You know, it's like a really redneck thing to do, you know, put up all these lights and you know that you don't even have electricity. So that's what made me really laugh. But, you know, really well written and made me laugh. So very excellent write, Ima Rima, for sure. Amazing.
Thank you, Naomi. Pam?
Oh, yeah, this definitely cracked me up. That ending was definitely the icing on the cake, you know, hanging up all those lights, a million lights strung around to see if Santa brings electricity. Oh, my gosh. But it was so much fun all the way through. I love the use of the word boondocks. Only house in these boondocks, so we would shine out in time and place. And then also charge an entry fee to drive by. I mean, and that was already funny, but when it was especially funny when you get to the end and you realize that they're charging an entry fee for people that did nothing.
look how stupid we are. Come and see. Come pay.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my God. It's absolutely a fabulous night.
All right. What we got next?
Up next, we have The Redneck Santa by Little 20. And Rex, go ahead and give that a read, please.
All right. The Redneck Santa by Little 20. Santa, you hang with rednecks, do you? Dang, nabbit. I heard Mrs. Claus accidentally broke the Christmas sleigh. What will you do? Oh, my dear. Santa's workshop is closed. Hear this all, reindeer and elves. Buddy the elf is unemployed. The water is off at the North Pole. Come on, let's bring water. Surely someone help. Hear ye, the town's mayor arrives, and let's have some fig pudding. Let's go. Come on, let's be jolly. Reindeer are having a Christmas emergency meeting. Just then the whole town raises to the call. See, Christmas isn't about presents. The King of Kings saved all. The higher powers birth. Santa says it's about giving. Hampers are down. Giving is low. Climate change. People, you all need to come together. So just then, heaven's gates opened and angels sang in harmony. Now that you people have seen what you've seen, do not share what you've seen for fear of ridicule. So magically the sleigh is fixed. The animals are filled with vim and vigor. The little drummer boy, the little drummer plays Mary's boy child. And boom.
Pam, you mutating? Hello? 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 Naomi, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Did Pam deserve it? You go.
Yeah, that's it. What do you call that? Being thrown under the bus? Like being thrown under Santa's sleigh?
Oh, yeah. We got pigs and runners across your back.
Yeah, well, you know, I really liked the story of this. Everything's going wrong at the North Pole. They have no water. You know, it's really a redneck at the North Pole. And, yeah, and then, you know, the whole the meeting is called. But, you know, just to remind people that Christmas is not all about the presents and about Santa going off with a sleigh. It's about, you know, the King of Kings, you know, about God and Jesus, and then, you know, the birth of Jesus, and you know, and then he goes off, you know, everything's going wrong, the hampers are down, the giving is low, the climate, even climate change, and people, you all need to come together, and so he has a message in there, and yeah, very well done. Great right, little 20.
Yeah, I'm going to go right down near the bottom. Now that you people have seen what you've seen, do not share what you have seen for fear of ridicule. That kind of reminds me of going back into the late 60s, early 70s, when Apollo did their first note of, hey, we see Santa Claus on the radar. He's crossing the equator right now and heading your way. I remember that way back when. That's the first time they did that. And then every year since then, you've had news, well, I don't know about now, but the news stations used to do the same thing. After that, it was Santa Watch going on the Weather Channel, all from the weathermen back then. So this paints what's going on now, but it kind of harkens back to, I guess I keep saying, a simpler time when things were shown a bit more, when hearts and minds were open to things, and the world was a little kinder place. It was bigger back then, and it's a lot closer now, yet it seems to be farther apart now than when it was back then, which is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Pam, you back yet?
Yeah,
I am. I am, yes. Sorry about that. I went into a sneezing fit just as you were getting to the end of the poem. So, but, yeah, I really enjoyed this. I liked the message in it. I like what you had to say, Rex, because it does kind of harken back to an old-fashioned Christmas. I like that she brings in about Buddy the Elf from the movie Elf. Just the idea of how a whole town and the animals getting together to save Christmas. This really paints a heartfelt scene. You know, I really like, hear ye, the town mayor arrives, and let's have some fig pudding. Let's go. Come on. Let's be jolly. Reindeers are having a Christmas emergency meeting. And, you know, that was great. And, you know, there was a serious tone to this, but at the same time, it was written in such a way to not, like, weigh too heavy. I like the message of the King of Kings saved us all, the higher powers birth. Santa says about giving, hampers are down, giving is low, climate change, people, you all need to come together now. That makes me think of the song "Let's Get Together," fun. Just a really nice, thoughtful note in this, right, about what can happen when really people start working together towards the greater good. So very well done.
All right. Oops. What we got now?
All right. Well, up next we have the Backwoods Bluegrass Dumbass Christmas parody by Wayne Gent, who was nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. So here we go.
They were stringing up Santa down on my street. I saw a gang of hoodlums having a party. Both brothers spent the night in jail. I sold a few dollars to have to make bell. Yeah, that's what Mama asked me, and that's what Daddy Bear told me. It's a backwoods bluegrass dumbass Christmas. There's a sister's getting down real hard. The boys in the hood looking 400 proof. I got a big pot, gonna make my own lard. Smoking out of cigarettes to make smoky nights. Looking for kinfolks to start family fights. Just drive by shooting, there's nobody I can trust. It's a backwoods bluegrass badass Christmas. Gonna roll a doobie, try to smoke a lot. Gonna build a bonfire, smoke all I got. Old folks running low, want me to buy some more. Down in the holler, it's the only place before. That's where Mama sent me, and that's where Daddy always told me. It's the backwoods bluegrass smart-ass Christmas. Said all the snow is getting hard. Boy in the wagon lost his only tooth. Eating cold hot dogs for Christmas is hard. I made $50 all of last night. Blowing kisses to try to start a fight. The drive-by shooting just barely missed us. It's a backwoods bluegrass badass Christmas. In.
Great reading, Wayne. Oh, thank you very much for SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. All right, Naomi.
He's selling snow. Selling snow. All the snow is getting hard. Boy in the wagon lost his only tooth. I hope he got money for that tooth. Eating cold hot dogs on Christmas is hard. Oh, my grace, hot dogs on Christmas. Selling, oh, this is really, really bad. Blowing Christmas to try to start a fight. The drive-by shooting barely just missed us. At the backwoods bluegrass, big-ass Christmas. Even Wayne put so much into this. Oh, my gracious, so funny. Just to have a redneck Christmas would be, and the singing was awesome. That's the first time I heard Wayne singing, my gracious. He did a good job of that. A really fun ride all the way through. I really enjoyed it.
But you can't forget, them's was turkey dogs. All right, Pam.
Oh, my gosh, this was fabulous. I mean, it was a great performance with the singing and the music. It was a spot-on parody. All the way through, it just cracked me up. I loved the humor. Oh, my gosh. And he just really caught the whole tone. I like dancing sisters getting down real hard, boys in the hood looking for 100 proof, got a big pot, make our own lard. Smoking 1,000 cigarettes, making smoky nights, looking for kinsel folk so it can start family fights. And gonna roll a DB. Trying to smoke a lot, gonna build a bonfire, smoke all I got. Down in the hollow is the only place you can afford. Yeah, that's where my mama sent me, and that's what Daddy always told me at the backwood bluegrass smart ass Christmas. Oh, man, that's just great. very well done.
Well, he didn't stop at that one. He changed it all the way through. At the backwoods bluegrass dumbass Christmas, that was the first one. Then at the backwoods bluegrass badass Christmas. Then at the backwoods bluegrass smartass Christmas. And then finishing it off with at the backwoods bluegrass big-ass Christmas. That thought with the snow kind of, there's a double entendre note to that. I guess nobody wanted that snow. I wonder what kind of snow it was, which nobody wanted.
Yeah.
And there was another nice note here. Where was it? Going to build a bonfire, smoke all I got. Old folks running low, want me to buy more. Down in the holler is the only place we can afford. Hey. Might be the only place you can afford, but y'all are having one hell of a good time. That's a blowout. That's when the whole town is in on it. You get the banjo going, you get the bluegrass music rolling in on it, and they're just having a hell of a time. Especially since they're running on that 100 proof and up in the hill. Gotta have that good creek water for that nice shine. Well done, Wayne. I like that. All right, Pam.
All right. Well, that was the last of the rites that were inspired by songs. The last five rites that we're going to get through, even if we go off air, we're just going to keep going, and people can listen at the to it on the recorded version of the show. So just to give people a heads up. But up next we have Santa, We Are in the Desert, Help Us with Some Water by Dr. Human for Humanity. And Naomi, would you give that a read for us, please?
Okay. Santa, we are in the desert. Help us with some water. Yes, Santa, please give us freedom from hatred. By your boundless love, not a cozy, sleepless bed. Santa, you need loving from this strife-torn world. But how can it be possible with warriors' swords? So to get peaceful moonlit nights, we should never do mutual fights. So give it me at first that common sense, which is understood by babies but not statesmen. We need no degrees of knowledge, only common sense that will pledge. Love, only love for all the plants and animals. That love must be pure without lifeless rituals. Then only can love you, which you need badly. Then we can live and can dance and glee. Then only we can feel for you. Then only we can get your real and colorful view and poem.
Great read, Naomi. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, bring it on down.
That was a wonderful read. This is such a beautiful, heartfelt rite. And I really enjoy and appreciate how they speak in a voice that pleads for the love and peace that the world really needs in current times. I really like this part. So to get peaceful moonlit nights, we should never do mutual fights. So give me at first that common sense, which is understood by babies, but not statesmen. You know, children have such an innocence, such a built-in sense of, you know, well, innocence and peace, and it seems that oftentimes when people start getting into politics, common sense just goes out the window. We need no degrees of knowledge, only common sense that will pledge. Love, only love for all the plants and animals. That love must be pure without lifeless rituals. You know, wonderful, right? And very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Naomi, you got to read it. How about you?
Yeah, well, you know, everything, you know, goes along with the title of the poem, eh, which is a metaphor for the whole situation of the world today. Like Santa, we are in the desert. Help us with some water. Santa, please, 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 because... Yeah, we are like in a giant desert without water. You know, everything's going wrong. You know, like Pam said, you know, we need maybe less knowledge to build stuff and pollute and everything. And all this technology and all these manufacturing and all this, you know, industrialization and more common sense to be able to, you know, to live without polluting our environment and use our common sense to put it to use to be more careful about the earth and where we live, take more care of it. And, so everything comes from that title. And, very powerful message in this poem for sure. Amazing, right?
Nice. Thank you, Naomi. I agree. I roll up that title, too. It kind of points at the note of the supposed spirituality that people display, yet that spirituality is not there because he hits it with that note of lifeless rituals. the spawning of lifeless rituals which don't have any real life in them. They're kind of vacant. And it bites at that notion of how you've got all these people running this notion of spirituality from their churches and their pulpits and everything else. Yet they're really devoid of what it all means because they're not walking that path anymore. So I'm taking this as the lack of spirituality that is on display and the need for it to be come back once more. So thank you very much, Dr. Human for Humanity. All right, Pam.
All right, up next, we have Memories of My Past by J. Bird Blue. I breathe in, my heart fluttering. I want to go run and play, but instead I freeze. Celine glides across the snow. I feel my city shut down, quiet. I am one with wonderment. We are all quiet, imagining enjoyment. We revel in the speechlessness and poem.
Great recap. Thank you very much. And Naomi, what you got?
Yeah, well, I think that was a typo. I think it was silence. Silence glides across the snow. Because if you see the AN, the everything's in the AN, you know, they write, I grew up in a city that rarely saw snow. So when it did snow, everything shut down and an incredible loud city fell silent. It was beautiful.
You know what?
Yep.
See, and I was trying to adjust my brain, and what my brain came up with was that he was saying Selene, the goddess of the moon, like he was saying moonlight
Rides
across the snow. But as soon as he said silence, I was like, oh, I wish my brain could have thought of that.
No, but I didn't either. Just after, you know, just after I read the AM. And, you know, this is a wonderful brevity of that. And, you know, here, I can't imagine that here because we live like, probably like Pam can't imagine that either because we live like in snow country. But, you know, in cities, across, you know, the states and the world where they don't get snow, when it does snow, it's like they're not equipped, you know, to deal with it. So, yeah, the cities must all shut down and, you know, the lack of snow blowers and snow whatever, you know, all the equipment that we have here because it snows every freaking, like, every freaking day or 2 days. And, you know, but if you don't have all that equipment, my gracious, everything must go quiet. Everybody stays inside. No more traffic. Everything's blocked. Everything's closed down. So I can just imagine that, you know, it must be really, like, go from a rumbling city to really peace and quiet and, you know, wow. So he really captured it wonderfully.
Nice. Thank you, Naomi. Pam, how about you?
Yeah, I'm glad you picked up on that silence thing there, Naomi, which is, you know, I really liked this brevity. And you know, just like Naomi, of course, like she said, yes, this is totally different than, you know, winter around here or snow days around here. Though, you know, like I've said before, it's different nowadays. Nowadays, schools just shut down with the blink of an eye. I mean, back when I was a kid, we rarely had snow days. And when you did have a snow day, you were happy because you were home from school. You were going outside to play. I mean, unless it was like a severe storm. It had to be a pretty severe storm to keep us inside. So it is funny to see the difference between, you know, cities and towns that are prepared for snow and those that are not. And I like how he took a different approach because you're always seeing the memes and the jokes and, you know, about how cities can go into an absolute panic when it comes to snow. And instead of going into a panic, it becomes a sight of wonderment and awe. We are all quiet, imagining enjoyment. We revel in the speechlessness. You know, just such a beautiful moment to just really enjoy the silence. Nicely written and very well done.
Yep. It's the pristine notion of reality in the moment. It's, you get kids rolling, doing their sleigh riding. You can hear their echoes for miles because that's all you hear, the joy and wonderment in the moment of that purity of silence, because that is a sound, especially in larger cities, you don't ever get to hear. So nicely done there, Jay Bird. Thank you. All right, Pam, what we got next?
All right, up next we have Snow by Jody Melton. And go ahead, please, Rex, and give that a read for us.
Snow by Jody Melton. In the quiet of a winter's night, under a blanket of stars so bright, the world lies hushed in snow's embrace, a serene and tranquil magical place, where the pines stand tall, silent guards, their boughs heavy like weary hearts. The moonlight dances a silver glow, casting shadows on the untouched snow. There's a song in the wind, soft and low, whispering tales of love and woe, of a wanderer beneath the sky, chasing dreams that never die. In the cold, where feelings grow, like simple truths seem to show, the tracks of a deer so clear and true, a path of heart cutting through. Here in the quiet, I find my peace, as all my restless thoughts cease. The world in its blanket lies slow, and I find solace in the snow. End poem. All right, Pam.
Oh, that was such a beautiful read there, Rex. Although I don't know if beautiful is the right word, but it was. It was. And an amazing write by Jody. The rhyme and flow. The imagery, I mean, he just really captured such a sense of wonderment and peace. I really like how he describes the pines as silent guards, where the pines stand tall, silent guards, their boughs heavy like weary hearts. The moonlight dances a silver glow, casting shadows on the untouched snow. I mean, you know, I get tired of winter, but when you have the moonlight shining on that pure, pristine white snow, and there's it sparkles, I mean, that is just one of the most beautiful images. And then here in the quiet, I find my peace as all my restless thoughts cease. The world in its blanket lies low, and I find solace in the snow. Those end lines make me think a lot of, I was on Partner Part Sang with Afasiana, and she was doing a show on the winter solstice and how it's seen as a time of rest, a time of rejuvenation. And that's what Jody's ending stanza made me think of, is the whole idea of using the quietness of winter to make it a time of rest and rejuvenation. So wonderful write and very well done.
Nice, Pam. And Naomi, what do you think?
Yeah, me too. I also like this. You know, it has a, it really does have a peacefulness, a serenity to the whole piece. It, you know, it's just wrapped in that kind of a mood or vibe that it gives off. It's just kind of meditation, you know. And I also liked what Pam had to say, how he referred to the pines as silent guards. That's so beautiful. And that whole stanza is wonderful. Well, the whole piece is wonderful. But, you know, there's the stanza where he says, there's a song in the wind, soft and low, whispering tales of love and woe, of a wanderer beneath the sky, chasing dreams that never die. That's so beautiful. And then, you know, the next stanza, too, in the cold where feelings grow, life's simple truths seem to show, like tracks of a deer so clear and true, a path of heart cutting through. To winter into such a magical, enchanting, and serene place. So a beautiful, beautiful write by Jody here for sure. It's absolutely amazing.
Yep, this walks off that last one about the city falling quiet, but this hits on that note of actually the cabin in the woods, the one atop the hill, atop the mountain, where there's nothing for miles around, because you've got the pine stand tall, the silent guards about, the heavy but light weary hearts, the moonlight dances with silver glow, casting shadows on the untouched snow. Then the note to the deer, the deer tracks itself, and then here in the quiet I find my peace, all my restless thoughts cease, the world in its blanket lies slow, and I find solace in the snow. The idea of the ultimate in peace, because there's no noise, there's no clutter, there's nothing except that surrounding glow of emptiness in the moment, which brings peace. So, nicely done, Jody. All right. We got time for the last two.
Yep, we have time for the last two, and if we go a little bit over, that's okay. But up next we have Christmas Star by Joe Braz. And Naomi, would you give that a read for us, please?
Okay, Christmas Star. A brilliant light outshined the stars, incandescent, brighter than Mars. This glowing orb from deep in space marked a holy, sacred place. Angels flew to spread the word. On singers' gossamer wings were heard. No radio, newspaper, or TV show, but words by mouth as travelers go. The comet soared above the earth and signified the holy birth. It rose high in the eastern sky to mark the spot where Jesus lay. Sent from God to save all people, rang the bells of every steeple. Those who follow and believe will come together Christmas Eve. On Christmas Day to rise and sing thanks and praise to God the King. End poem.
Great read, Naomi. Thank you. All right, Pam.
Oh, this is beautiful. I love how he brings us to the true meaning of Christmas. The rhyming couplets are elegantly written. He reminds us that it is all about celebrating the birth of Christ and his message of love and hope and salvation. I really like how he shows us a painting with his words of the first Christmas. No radio, newspaper, or TV show, but words by mouth as travelers go. The comet soared above the earth and signified the holy birth. It rose high in the eastern sky to mark the spot where Jesus lied. You know, just a wonderful retelling of the Christmas tale in rhyming couplets, beautifully done. So I really enjoyed listening to this being read.
Yeah. And Naomi, you got to read it.
Absolutely. This was a pure pleasure to read, really. You know, the rhyming was just spot on and read like a, just read itself. But, you know, it was so beautifully written. And like Pam said, you know, all about the, you know, the true meaning of Christmas, about where, you know, the birth of Jesus, and you know how word got around back then from mouth, you know, mouth to mouth, because you know, yeah, of course we didn't have newspapers and all that of down back then, you know, and you know, just with that star, so he brought us right back to the essential there, and you know, the pure beauty, the simplicity of it all. So very well done.
I agree with you. It was bringing us back, but it's also, with no radio, newspaper, TV show, it's not just bringing us back then, it's bringing us back to what used to be, because he, a couple of notes down, rang the bells of every steeple. Something that used to do every Christmas, you'd have the bells ringing for midnight mass, and then you'd have the bells ringing on Christmas Day too. You don't hear that anymore. We've gotten, last 50-odd years, we've gotten way past the idea of the spirituality and what it means, and that includes the churches. They've walked away from what was their bailiwick, and that's a hard note to press.
It is, absolutely. You're so right, Rex. It is a different time, and it's a time that's falling apart. So, but, well, I am very excited, Naomi. Rex, I am so excited because we are on the last rite for the night, and not only the last rite of the night, but the last carryover for Christmas week, which means...
Woo-hoo!
Despite blog talk, we have accomplished our goal. Yes, it's so exciting. we are catching up with our Christmas rites with this Letters to Santa by Little 20. Dear Santa, be kind to others. Good will help our writers here learn there. God will help our writers here learn there are a lot of different levels. Let me start that over again. Sorry. Dear Santa, be kind to others. Good will help our writers here learn there are a lot of different levels. We all take baby steps with some things. I entered the Christmas contest. My poem was deleted. When I was one line over, I have hidden learning disabilities and cerebral palsy. I thought I had a vitreous detachment visual perception problem. The art of the season is forgiveness, so practice tolerance so I don't have to keep crying to be seen and accepted. End poem.
Nice read, Pam. Thank you. Naomi, bring it on to you first.
I was on mute. I thought I was on mute. Sorry. Oh, boy. You know, what a great poem on, you know, just not judging each, you know, somebody for his differences. Be at a great message of acceptance here, and you know, it's really touching, you know, and you know, I hope, you know, writing helps, you know, with the, you know, all his problems, and you know how writing is a great therapy, and it helps people who have difficulties. So and I can see that. Yeah, you know, the writing is helping, and he is writing, so it's wonderful therapy. And great message to be acceptant and accepting, and you know, and very tolerant towards each other, and more human. Like I said, more accepting and more human. So a beautiful message.
Thank you, Naomi. All right, Pam.
Yeah, this is wonderful. I'm glad that Little 20 shared this with us, because it is such an important message of remembering tolerance and acceptance. I really like where she says, I have hidden learning disabilities and cerebral palsy. So oftentimes there are disabilities that are invisible, that cannot be seen. And we really shouldn't jump to conclusions just because, you know, you think somebody is perfectly healthy, there's nothing wrong. Instead, you should you know, learn to ask questions or sit back and observe. And I'd like to encourage her to keep writing because it is definitely good for the mind and good for the spirit. And I hope she'll continue to express herself and share her rights with us. So very well done.
Yes, the catharsis that comes from putting pen to paper and then inking it out for someone else to see does help. And Christmas, yeah, you might probably one line over. Well, you know, that is a bit harsh. So maybe there's a little, you could offer up a little bit more leniency, especially for the season. I think that's the idea, because there are plenty. Hey, you could always ask, hey, you know, I'm one line over. This does fit your contest. Is that okay? You don't have to put me in the arena for judging, but it would be nice to fit the contest, especially since you wrote for it. So that's another way.
Absolutely. All right. Great show tonight, Rex.
Yes, great show, mm-hmm. Pam. Thank you. Finally got through Christmas. Naomi, thank you. And Miriam and Tim, thank you for coming on. And Robbie, thank you for the boards. Hope you're having fun with your art supplies and what you're creating on there. And next week, we'll do Peter Gabriel. Finally, after 4 weeks, Peter's coming on down the road.
It's about time.
Yep. But, hey, well, that's the way Christmas crumbled this year. Well, all right, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week when we do it again.